say country club is sort of a misnomer. Oh, they got a clubhouse all right, and they even have a pool, plus some pool tables. What they don't have is the golf course the local developer promised the new property owners in the slick sales brochures. He didn't put it in the contracts, of course, and in the end he sold off the golf course lot by lot. Folks can live on Fairway Street and Back Nine Way, but if they want to actually play golf, they need to go up the road to Camelock. Sure, people were mad as hell, but there wasn't much they could do about it short of buying a gun and administering frontier justice. A stint of 5 to 10 for justifiable homicide wasn't probably what they had in mind for the golden years. Me, I'm not much of a duffer. Last time up at Camelock's premier course, I took a Chicago buddy who'd never hit a golf ball all in his life. We took 3 clubs each and plenty of balls just in case we lost a few dozen. Back then, the fairways were designed for a very small acreage. Quite a few laid out right beside oncoming fairways. This might work fine for professional golfers, but for fellas who never play golf, this is like playing scrimmage in Iraq. We sent balls incoming toward approaching carts, bounced them across fairways to the right and fairways to the left, Titleist ricocheted off houses at the course's edge, Dunlops rained down on putters working nearby greens, divots flew like manhole covers next to IEDs. The game, I'm sure, never attained greater excitement than our Chicago-style play created that fine summer day on the links of Camino. We finished 9 hard holes with a few balls left over and all but 1 club in our duffel, probably mislaid near a green. We asked in the clubhouse if anyone had turned one in, but when they inquired what club, what brand, I was at a loss as to either, although Chi-Town Larry swore up and down it was a Goodwill 5-iron. We had 2 in our bag, so I kind of doubted it. Let's just say I didn't think we'd need it any time soon, and whoever found it, I doubt he'd want it, but he's certainly welcome to it. A small gift from one duffer to another.